Kidnapping for ransom has become Nigeria's latest security problem. Thousands of Nigerians have been abducted and released for money over the years. In a recent report, Nigerian geopolitical intelligence firm SBM estimates that over $18 million were paid as ransom between 2011 and 2020. The bill's sponsor, Senator Ezenwa Francis Onyewuchi, complains that the kidnappings have become lucrative and that payments do not guarantee the release of victims. He notes that the governments of the UK and US discourage the payment of ransoms. But Abba Ejimbi, an Abuja-based constitutional lawyer, has come out against the proposed bill.
It is ill-advised and shocking that a senator of the Federal Republic of Nigeria will contemplate such a bill, and that the Senate as a body will allow such a bill to even pass the second reading. He should have been killed at that point by other reasonable senators.
Ejimbi says the proposed ransom bill appears to blame the families of victims for what is a very human reaction to ensure the survival of their abducted relatives. He's urging the Senate to look into all the bills that would fight kidnapping.
Rather than addressing the fundamental issues, the very issues that led to the collapse of the security infrastructure in Nigeria, allowing abductors, kidnappers to have a field day, the distinguished senator and the Senate indeed is considering a bill to criminalize those who pay ransom for the release of their loved ones.
Nigeria has one of the world's highest rates of kidnapping for ransom cases. The growing numbers have prompted the nation's parliament to begin debate on punishing citizens caught paying the criminals to release their loved ones. The bill was referred to the Committee on Judiciary, Human Rights and Legal Matters to report back within 4 weeks, after which it could be passed and forwarded to President Muhammadu Buhari to sign into law. L. Amarion Ohen, a contract specialist who has worked in kidnap-prone areas in northern Nigeria, laments the situation Nigerians have found themselves in.
You want to criminalize payment of ransom when you cannot protect me. So what are you criminalizing? You know, you want to arrest me for paying for my freedom when I'm not even free. Nobody's even free in this country, for instance. I sleep every day with my two eyes open, you know, because we hear gunshot.
Some say poverty and proliferation of guns are driving the kidnappings. But security analyst Senator Irebu blames poor governance and the failure of the military and police to protect citizens.
There are a lot of ungoverned spaces. So, and we are witnessing rapid weakening of state apparatus and strengthening of non-state actors, that's the criminal elements. And in a situation where criminals get emboldened, they keep on going ahead. No punishment is being meted out. So it becomes a phenomenon.
On April 20, gunmen invaded Greenfield University in northwestern Nigeria and kidnapped about 20 students, killing a member of staff in the process. 5 students were executed a few days later to force families and the government to pay ransom. It was later reported that the families had paid the equivalent of $440,000 for their release. For VOA News, Munachi Chooks from Abuja, Nigeria.